The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. Private sleuth Soon Jurong brings heat detectors, tiny surveillance cameras, and a blow dart loaded with a tranquilizer to his search for one desperate client's missing love cat. This man, dubbed by China's media as the nation's first pet detective, is a stony-faced animal lover who solves cases with the help of high-tech gear worth thousands of dollars.
We have advanced equipment. We have accumulated cases over the years to analyze the data. We could think of 10 things to do in our cognitive field, while the owner can think of one or two. Our success rate is one or two times better than the owner's.
With dogged determination, Soon has reunited around 1,000 missing pets and their owners since he launched his business 7 years ago. Clients pay $1,130 for the service provided by his company, which has 10 employees and is based in the eastern city of Shanghai. Soon often gets calls from anguished pet owners in the middle of the night and rushes to cities and towns across the nation to help. Dog ownership was banned as a bourgeois vanity under Chairman Mao Zedong, but Chinese society's views of pets have changed. There are now 91.5 million cats and dogs in the country, and about 10 other pet detectives have appeared over the past 2 years. Officials in one Indonesian city have hatched a plan to wean children off smartphones by giving them their own fluffy chicks to raise. About 2,000 four-day-old chicks will be handed out to pupils at elementary and junior high schools in Bandung in the coming weeks in an attempt to distract the kids from their gadget. Students must feed their new pets before and after and can keep them at home or on school premises if they don't have space in their backyard. Authorities in the city, around 150 kilometers southeast of the capital of Jakarta, have dubbed the unusual project Chickensation. The project isn't just about curbing school kids' phone habits. It's also part of a national plan to broaden pupils' education launched by President Joko Widodo. Mother Rayada Ratnasari was sold on the Chicks Not Smartphones plan and even expressed hopes it might encourage her son to become a poultry farmer.
Taking care of chickens is beneficial. While playing with smartphones, it just damages your eyes, and students have less time to study. With these chickens, more time spent for feeding them in the morning, changing the water in the afternoon, and feeding again in the evening.
For VOA Business Scene, I'm Ira Mel.
That was a program from the Voice of America.